Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 100, coming up the last few blot, the last few pages of Erevin before, God willing, we switch over to Psachim. Looking over here, the idea of ascending or descending. One Brisa taught, if one went up in a tree, he is allowed to descend on the Shabbos. And one Brisa taught, it is forbidden for him to descend because the very act of climbing down makes use of the tree. Instead, he must stay in the tree until the termination of the Shabbos. The Gemara answers there's no difficulty because in the first Brisa, it's one who climbed up into the tree while it was still day before the Shabbos began. Here in the second Brisa, the case is one who had climbed up into the tree after it became dark. Shabbos had already began. Since he climbed into the tree on the Shabbos itself, he's not allowed to climb down as a punitive measure. We have to realize, if you're in the tree, there's only two options available to him. Either he stays in the tree or climbs down, the notes point out. Both of these acts are equally undesirable because they both involve violations of the rabbinic prohibition on making use of a tree on Shabbos. Theoretically, thus, if he is free to choose whichever option he prefers, since neither one is preferable from a halachic standpoint. However, as a special penalty upon one who climbed into a tree on the Shabbos, the rabbis forbade him to descend until the termination of the Shabbos. The key point being to focus here on is that when you have the tree of life, there are only two ways to go about it. You could stay in the tree, but at some point you got to come down. So really, involving yourself in a tree, which is a metaphor for life, you could only go up, you could only ascend, you could only climb up, or you could only descend. You could only climb down or come down. We say that the Torah for us is Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba, D'Racha Dar Chaynam V'chol Nesiv Aseh Shalom. The tree of life, the Torah for us is a tree of life. The Gemara here points out how a tree, when you see a tree, you could either climb up or you could descend, you could climb down. There's no real stagnation. Yeah, you might be able to stay in the tree for a little bit amount of time, but at some point you have to come down. In life, in our life, which we're hoping to get 120 years, there are only two ways to be. There are only two ways to be involved. Either you ascend, or you either descend, or you descend. There is no real stagnation in life. And this was pointed out to rabbis and us in yeshiva. And throughout the years I've heard this, not my own thought, just taking the Gemara and spinning it to this idea that we could apply it to our own lives. In life, there's only two ways to go. You could only ascend. You could only rise up, or you could descend and drop down or go down. There is no stagnation. There's no staying in one place. So we hope in our lives, every day we're ascending and we're climbing higher and higher, especially in the spiritual realm, using Torah and mitzvos and chesed to do so. But if we keep stumbling, we keep falling, we keep doing averos, we're descending lower and lower, God forbid. Just as a tree, you could only climb up or down. You might be able to sit on it for a few minutes, a few hours, a little while, but that's not the real element. You could only climb up or climb down. So too in life, if we grab hold the tree of life that is Torah, and we use it in the right way, we could climb up higher and higher to get to much better spiritual levels. Because otherwise, God forbid, we're falling, and we're going to sin, God forbid, and we're going to go down and down and down. Because you could only go up, or you could go down. There's no stagnation. Even a person that's Beinonis, on that day he could do a mitzvah and be in the sphere of a tzaddik. Or a Beinonis, God forbid, that day could do an Avera and he's in the sphere of a Rasha. But there's no real middle ground for life, forever. We're trying to be more to the tzaddikim side than to the Rasha'im side. We want to be written in the book of life, like the tzaddikim, than in the book of death, God forbid, Rasha'im. The point of Rosh Hashanah, you know, we think of ourselves as a Beinonis, but we hope that we have much more merits than non-merits, being in the realm of good versus bad. As the Gemara points out, and a fundamental lesson for our life, there's only two ways to be, to go up or to go down. Hopefully, we should all be zocha that every day we're always ascending, going up, especially using the tree of life that is the Torah, through its branches that are the mitzvahs, the chesed, and the elements to do, to be involved with, to make the world better, so that us ourselves can ascend higher and higher, accruing wonderful merits for ourselves on Me'av Esrim Shana every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 101 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.